Politics. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the administration will brief Congress about recent deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats. Sagar Magani reports two strikes took place in the eastern Pacific this week.
The strikes have killed at least three dozen people. Lawmakers from both parties are concerned about the president ordering military action without providing many details or getting Congress's approval. He says the administration will definitely provide a briefing.
What are they going to do? Say, gee, we don't want to stop drugs pouring in?
And he does not think he needs a formal declaration of war from Capitol Hill.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
The president insists the administration has the same legal authority the George W. Bush White House used for the war on terror. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president's backing off a planned surge of federal agents to San Francisco after speaking to Mayor Daniel Lurie, who told him the city's making progress reducing crime.
We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets. But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
The president's pardoned Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, who created the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Zhao served prison time after failing to stop criminals from using the platform to move money connected to child sex abuse, drug trafficking, and terrorism. The Trump administration's finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Meantime, oil and gas stocks led Wall Street higher as oil prices jumped more than 5%. That followed the announcement of new U.S. sanctions on Russia's oil industry. This is AP News. The NBA's top three draft picks made their debuts last night. Gethin Coolball reports mixed results.
Man, yeah, that was crazy.
20-year-old rookie and third overall NBA draft pick Vijay Edgecombe finished with 34 points in a 117-116 win in Boston, recording the third most points in an NBA debut and the most since Wilt Chamberlain's record 43 in 1959.
I was blessed to be in this position on the big stage in Boston and perform.
Edgecombe's performance wowed All-Star teammate Tyrese Maxey.
77 was good tonight.
Elsewhere, reigning top pick Cooper Flagg struggled in his debut with the Mavericks, scoring just 10 points on 4 of 13 shooting in a 125-92 loss to the Spurs.
Not great. I mean, obviously didn't play incredibly well.
Number 2 pick Dylan Harper of San Antonio debuted with 15 points. Gethin Coolball, Boston.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here, right now. CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.